Good morning. This is the Taz and Paula Show, and I'm Paula Nunes.
And I'm Taz Powers. Well, Paula, to everyone listening out there, they're listening to the Taz and Paula Show internationally with views not heard on the news. And I'm Taz Powers.
And again, I'm Paula Nunes.
And our guest is Lance Carter, and he is the author of Light Body Activation and Psychic Surgery. Lance was awakened in the early mornings to transcribe the information written in his book. Actually, he received enough information to write several other books. We're just going to have to ask him about that one, Paula.
Yeah, I think he's working on them right now.
During our interview with Lance, we'll plan on asking him to explain exactly what a light body is and how to manifest one. And after activating a light body, can we perform psychic surgery?
Interesting. That's a good question. Well, good morning and welcome, Lance. Is he there?
I don't know. Hi, Lance.
Looks like he's there. Hold on.
Oh, he
called in once and he's hung up. Maybe there's a confusion here.
Okay. Let's see. Let me check. There's somebody on hold. So maybe he's coming in from this direction. So just a moment, okay?
Maybe he got confused.
Yeah. Paula, I have Lance on this phone here.
Okay, I hope it works good.
I hope so, too.
Well, I can hang up if you want to call me back.
It's coming in loud and clear, except for this one. When we, if we talk at the same time, it cuts both of us off. So we just have to be more careful about not talking at the same time.
Okay. So, Lance, my gosh, we're so happy to have you with us. We just love it. There's so many options to share with others for living their life in a whole different aspect here. And you are the author of Light Body Activation and Psychic Surgery, and heaven knows where you how you got all this information and what happened.
Now, first of all, how did you get involved in the metaphysical world?
Well, it started as a child. I basically had been introduced to the psychic phenomena through my father, or actually I had been seeing these like ghosts and other things, and he was a Freemason, and he basically showed me how to relate to them so I wasn't so terrified. And then I got in elementary, and this was when I was like 4 years old, and then when I was in elementary school, you know, 5, 6, 7. I was. I had a friend that whose mother was an astrologer, and she did. And I was introduced to crystal gazing, astrology, tarot, and then I started to pursue these topics on my own through high school and beyond.
Wow, you had a better background than most people, because a lot of people were raised Catholic or some type of religion and got into it in adulthood. So this is really a phenomenon that you did this as a child.
Yeah, I it was sort of strange to, as I grew up, to find out that other people didn't know about this stuff, and it sort of set me apart in a way. So that was, kind of strange too.
When I was talking to you a couple weeks ago, you were telling me about how you received the information for this book that you just wrote, and it was fascinating. Would you like to tell our listening audience about the way that you received the information?
Yes. I was, we had gotten into an apprenticeship with the Dolphina, and it was a basically having. I wasn't able to go to classes because of her schedule and international work, and so I became an apprentice of the Dolphina Ministry of Lucidity, but I couldn't actually take classes. So my actual training occurred with Dolphina appearing right in my room and giving me instructions. And this is sort of like seeing a light body right in front of you. And for me, it was interesting being able to learn how to actually manifest the light body to become knowledgeable about the light body and through her instruction, and to actually be introduced to her family, her lineage of light body, meaning that she had been trained by her grandfather and other light body beings in her lineage, meaning this Filipino healing lineage that goes back thousands of years. And we come to know their skills today as the psychic surgeons that perform these miraculous healings by sticking their hands into people. I had not heard about this kind of thing. I thought, you know, I had only so far just talked to Jodel just a few times, and maybe 10 minutes I'd actually been in her presence. But this kind of training, you don't actually have to be go to classes. The classes occur on what's called the light body realm. It's another realm, but it's a realm that we all know. It's the realm of the ghosts, the spirits, the beings that some people may be afraid of, but they're actual real. And so my training occurred on that level, and then the book that I had written actually was basically I had, through this, I had promised to bring this knowledge to the world. And how it occurred is that I was awakened in the middle of the night, and I would start talking about this stuff. And at first, I didn't even know what it was about. I thought it was about physics and some kind of use of math and space and time. I called the folder space time, and I went and had all these experiences, but I really didn't remember any of it. It was all I'd be awakened 2 or 3 times in the night, and then sometimes it would occur like 1 to 2 a.m. in the morning, and other times 3 or 4. Sometimes it would occur just before I got up for work, but I had learned to go to bed early so I would get enough rest. And then when I was awakened, when I, the alarm went off to get up to go to work, I was fully refreshed because I got my 8 hours in, even though I had spent several hours doing this kind of channeling, they call it. And but I didn't really know what I was channeling, and but it's sort of strange to listen to oneself talking, and I was talking in my sleep. I just like and then start and wake up a little, and then start talking, and turn on the recorder and start talking, and then after sometimes a half an hour or so, I would just like get real sleepy and just turn off the recorder and just conk out and go to sleep again. And so I didn't know what I was talking about. So it was basically, I guess, like sleepwalking or sleep talking. And so when I finally got a whole bunch of hours, I have like 70 hours of this kind of stuff that I had just transmitted or channeled or as such. And then finally I was able to hire some people to transcribe it, to edit it, to proofread it, and finally to get it published.
Well, I'm just shocked that you woke up with full energy and ready to go for the day after all of that.
Well, I really question, you know, after reading the book a little bit, they talk about people that go outside of their body to learn. They need the extra energy in the body. It's something that, you know, you just don't create a light body and gather all the energy. And so you have to be really careful of that. And did they actually tell you how to maintain your light body and what to do and that kind of thing?
Yes. This was basically the training I had to receive with Dulcina, and also her grandfather, Arnaldo, and Feline, who is her great aunt. And this kind of, like, it's not so much that it's a scary thing, it's that we call the light body the soul or the spirit, or it's part of who we are, actually. It's a body that's within us, and it's a body that is actually part of us. It's our inner core. It's who we make. It's who we are. It's how we are. And it's like when you die, there is maybe a few grams that leave you. That's your light body. That's your spirit. That's your soul. And so it's nothing to be afraid of. It's nothing alien from you. And when you learn to use your light body, you're learning to use your innate skills, the real you, the part of you that is what they call maybe the true you. It's the you that goes on through time. It's the you that some people say, well, I'm reincarnated through ages and through this body and that body. That's the part that's reincarnated. It's not your physical body. It's not your intellect, though your intellect is connected with that. And so what we find in this kind of training is that your light body can go through portals of space and time to do this kind of learning. This kind of learning, in most cases, occurs in your sleep. It occurs in many kinds of religions. They have this kind of training that's part of the, you know, it's part of the religious practice, so it's not something that is alien to them. It's like a yoga practice or a devotional practice. It can involve prayer. It involves meditation. It involves concentration. It involves intention. All of these things are part of the light body training in many cultures. And so in many cultures, it's a part of growing up. And in indigenous cultures and these basic cultures that are part of the indigenous world, the people that are connected more with their natural world are connected more with their ancestors, that are connected more with their family, their clans, their tribe. They're connected to their lineage, and their lineage is the people that came from, that came before them. They're their ancestors, their mother, their father, their grandmothers, grandfathers, their relations, all the way throughout time. And in this culture, some of us have forgotten about this. I know that I had forgotten about this. I didn't have a close connection with my light body lineage, such as Jodel Bamate does, and others that have these lineal connections. So when people start to learn light body, it's like learning how to connect to your family, how to connect to your ancestors. And in some cases, this knowledge isn't available. It's like if your parents went to heaven, they're not going to come back and teach you about this stuff. There's parts of knowledge that are inaccessible to our culture, yet if you really try, if you say, well, I want to find out from my ancestors, and you can do this. I've done this. I've went on a search. After I learned that, you know, how the connectivity is through other cultures, I was able to go back and connect with my parents and my grandparents. And what this involves is that you basically connect through them through spirit and through prayer, through meditation, and to actually have your grandparents or your parents appear in front of you and give you advice. And like I've had my grandparents tell me about what's coming up, physical problems, job challenges, things like that. And this kind of information is available to us if we can make that adjustment in the scope of our consciousness to be able to reach back, reach within, and to connect with this lineage that we are all born with. And as we go through time, we go through space, meaning that we go through different incarnations, we learn about the history, the past. We might be able to learn about how we reincarnated in different bodies at different times and pick up that kind of knowledge. So there's a lot that we all have within us that can give us more knowledge and empower us for the future.
Do you believe that we can live more than one life at once?
It's a interesting thing because in the light body world, you're not necessarily limited to this life, meaning that you can actually go through portals of space and time to experience different worlds and different times. This isn't just a present time type of learning. It's something that you can go into your past, into your future. And what that means is that, say, in my experiences, I've been able to experience myself in lives I've had ages ago, like over 4,000 years ago. I've been able to experience lives of my master teacher and connections with her family. And in a lot of cases, it's like reliving these experiences, and sometimes you're not really conscious of them. They may occur in your sleep, and I'll tell you, I've had many occasions where I've awoken and been there, been back in another life, and been experiencing these kinds of things of relationships or different types of experiences in that world, that time, and those people. And it's not like you're the same person. It's like you have a different mentality in those times. You may have the same spirit, but you're brought up in a different way. You think in a different way. You act in a different way, and you expect different things from the world. And so as you are able to go not only into the past, you can also go into the future. And this isn't just your future. This is the future of many people that you may be connected to. If you have an agreement with a particular lineage, you have the ability, if you've made agreements, to see through the eyes of those people in that lineage, in that past, in that future. And what that allows is, wow, you can see, well, all across time, where these people are in the past, they are in the future. And not only that, is that once a lineage has been growing for hundreds or thousands of years, there's many children born, and they have relatives, and they're all connected. So once you're part of a connectivity to your own lineage, you learn about that, and you make connection with other lineages, such as through apprenticeship or even through marriage or other forms of connectivity, you have connectivity to the experiences of those lineages, meaning that you can see the world through those people's eyes. You can live those lives, and this may be something something that has been kind of confused, where people have experiences that they say, well, I was Napoleon or something like that, and actually they're connecting to a to an experience in the past that someone had, not necessarily you. It wasn't your reincarnation, but some other person has been able to experience that. Possibly it's a lesson incarnation, meaning that there's lessons to be learned, and that life experience is shared across many lineages, and those that information, that wisdom, that education is part of something that many people may need to know or experience, and sometimes it turns out in a comical manner, as you can imagine.
I know people that, well, I studied reincarnation and did past life, and I would find myself being in the same time period, actually being able to connect to more than one life in that same time period. So what you're saying really makes sense to me.
Yeah, these are things that people with a little bit of training can go a long ways, literally a long ways. And what these are, this kind of training opens up portals in space and time. And these portals are something that, well, I'm just learning how to do part of this. I mean, as a transmedium, that's what I was basically had training in. I had been put under hypnosis to for other researchers to learn about the world. So I, for much of the time in research, I didn't remember any of this because I was too far in a hypnotic trance while people were, sending me here and there for their own research, for remote viewing, for finding out things in the past or things in the future, things that are going on in different parts of the world. And then later on, I was used in research where I was given a little or even more amount of awareness of what was going on and had more ability to comprehend and see and to act and to interact in these realms. So as people become empowered by this technology, and it is a technology, light body is, it's like a part of you, but you have to learn to use it. And as you learn to use the light body technology, you become a light body aware, a light body conscious. And that light body consciousness is part of what many, say, religions might refer to as enlightenment or enlightened consciousness or awareness or super consciousnesses. These types of experiences become available to people. They are able to go through portals not only through to different times within their own experience, but through different places that allow maybe consciousness of alien entities of in space, such as, like at one point I was used for by a researcher who was sending me out into different planets and beyond our solar system. And it, I can tell you, you don't really want to go out there without some protection because, you know, you're trespassing in some of these realms. You're, you know, like you're a stranger in a strange land. So this kind of experience, the light body experience, does take teachers. It does take what we call masters. Master light body teachers can teach people the dangers of light body travel, of opening portals. You don't want to open a portal to a realm of, you know, a den of demons and see them pop out at you. But if you learn about the, say, opening a portal to a different strata of reality of that has healing energy, which I've been trained in, is like basically what I do is I can stick my hand right through into another realm. of reality and pull healing energy directly out of that portal right into this reality and transfer it right into, say, a person or into a crystal ball that I often use as a battery. So when you're using these types of energies, it is sort of dangerous, but when you have teachers that show you where to go, how to go, it becomes a fun, and it is something that I look forward to doing, in fact.
When you're working with someone else's light body, what do you see?
Well, normally, if you're working with somebody else in the physical realm, you're just going to see their physical body if you're not looking right into their body. So if I was looking at you, I would see your physical body, and then you have an aura around you, and that aura is a manifestation of your physical body. But it's more like your light body is the light bulb, and it's shining through your physical body, and that creates the aura. And the aura can extend, you know, sometimes a few inches to up to 50 feet. And what people do when they're learning about, say, psychic surgery or light surgery, light body surgery, they're learning to use tools that are light body tools. And then if you see a hand, and normally it's just going to be your hand. You don't want your light body to be running all over the place, all over, you know, town without your having a connection to it, even though I've heard instances that's what happens. And especially, you know, with people that are, you know, involved in alcohol or drugs, they lose control of their light body. Their light body goes where it will, does what it wants, and then sometimes it gains control of the physical body's consciousness and creates havoc in their life and creates criminals and such like this. And they say, well, you know, the devil made me do it or something told me to do it. It's like they lost control of their light body. By not being in connection with one's light body and being conscious of one's light body, one cannot have control over the light body. Yet when one has control over one's light body, one has an ability to extend the light body out of the physical body to do real world things. And what we see in that is that the light body can extend, say, if you have control over your hand, of your light body hand, you can see your light body, you can feel your light body hand extending out of your physical body. And if you have light body sight, you can see that light body extending out. You can see the fingers extending, and meaning that they're sort of like stretching out of the body. And sometimes people say, well, what is it, the doppelganger, the double person that is like, there's a person like lying in their room, yet their other body, their light body, is appearing to somebody else somewhere else and talking to them. And it appears just like them. It may be transparent. It may be translucent. Sometimes it's even solid. It looks solid, such as beings, such as angels, and the manifestation of other types of beings. Even like in my experience, I had many visitations by Mother Mary, and she appears solid in front of me. I can't see things behind her. Jesus would appear to me, and he's solid. You can feel the light body. These beings have more than a few grams of weight. They have actual weight. I was once videotaping in Watsonville when I was investigating a light body experience I had. And Jesus actually threw me to the ground to actually tell me, you know, you need to pray, you know, really prostrate on the ground instead of just standing up and acting like this is, you know, some intellectual experience. And say, like angels, these angels are real beings. They're light body beings. They have light body as well as we do, except some of them are more tangible, meaning they have more weight. I've had, at one point, I was like really, you know, this may sound strange, but I was really jealous of Mother Mary because she had, you know, met, you know, the Archangel Gabriel. And I was like, really like, oh, I really want to meet him. It's like she met him, and then a few weeks later, I was sitting in my room, and I heard this voice, Lance, and I looked outside, and there was somebody outside my window, and I said, oh, and I stood up, and I said, well, who's there? And the Archangel Gabriel walked right through the wall and gave me a hug, and I'll tell you, solid. He's got wings. Those wings are as crisp as you can, as you can imagine. The feathers are there. They have weight. They have, and so, you know, after a minute he had to go on. But this is like, these are things that you may not actually imagine at first or be able to comprehend at first. But when I was starting my training, my light body training, Jodel's grandfather was going to be teaching me and her family, and what occurred was I was in my room and something, there was a cloud started forming in my room. It was like, wow, how could a cloud appear in my room? And it's and that cloud is on my book, Light Body Activation and Psychic Surgery, and it's like it's a like a circular cloud, and I saw through that cloud a young Filipino boy, and he was mentioned. There were three of them. They were motioning me to come through, and I was hesitant, you know, but there they were in my room. And I took the chance. I took a step. I started walking right through that portal of space and time. And by doing that, and I looked around me, and as I walked, I could see that portal sort of disappearing behind me, and the clouds faded. And I was in this other realm. I was in a realm where it was in the Philippines, where it was thousands of years ago. And I was in a lush tropical paradise, and I had never actually been to Hawaii or anywhere, actually. I had never seen plants like this. And these were, they were just real, more real than I could imagine. They were like vivid and alive and glowing and vibrating, and they were, it was like, I just had to stop and look at them, but these kids kept motioning me to come forward, to come on, hurry. And so I took another step, and I took another step, and I kept walking. And then I had I stepped out, and I pushed aside a palm frond, and I was in, I guess it was Manila Bay, and I saw all these little boats upon the water. But that's another experience, too. So when you experience the light body realm, it's a realm that is real, but it's not necessarily always going to look totally real, but it did to me. And then afterwards, after a few minutes of this experience, maybe 10 minutes, I took a few steps, and the clouds appeared again, and I came back to this normal reality, and I was on the other side of the room. You know, I had actually been walking, but I was walking in the light body realm. I was encountering light body beings. They were real to me. They were tangible beings.
So if somebody's experiencing this, should they be careful?
Oh, definitely. It's not something you want to just go out and do, even though many people do. I would suggest my book is an introduction, Light Body Activation and Psychic Surgery. You can get a link to it through lancecarter.com, and it's on Amazon. But trying to learn this kind of stuff on your own is dangerous. You can find yourself in realms that are disturbing, realms that put you in a mind state that if you're not prepared for it, it can be, it may even cause mental illness. It may cause terror. If you run into beings that you're not expecting or were not actually part of your lineage or such, then you might find yourself in another world. Say, there's certain families that have traditions that connect with certain types of light bodies. These light bodies are not, sometimes they're not even, they don't look human. They aren't, they're, to our eyes, they may look terrifying, but they may have light body knowledge. There's beings that are, they come from across the galaxy, across the universe, and from different dimensions. They just pop right in here. And if you're open to them, they may just try to, you know, coerce you and get you to say things that you want, to do things you don't know about, to, you know, change your behavior, to change your mind, to send you on, you know, their missions, their agendas and such. So if you're going to pursue this kind of experience, you really need to start by getting an introduction to it, by getting training, and I am very grateful for the training I had through the Delfina Ministry of Lucidity, and also to have a type of bravery that is one in that you can say no to a light body if it's intruding upon your reality. If you, and that's why you need to learn psychic self-defense. You need to be able to stand up for yourself in the light body realm. And the light body realm is not just, you know, in the mind. It's in the sleep, too. When you go to sleep, you're in another realm. You're in a different dimensional realm. And you can use the tools of light body there as well. You can use the tools of self-defense and even of offense against intruding entities or beings or monsters or demons, and to be able to stand up for yourself, and that means your light body has to stand up for itself, and that means you have to have a good coordination between your mind and your light mind. That means as a light body worker or as one that works in the light realm, you have to have ability to use tools, to create even weapons if you need them. You need, say, in a context of if you had an entity attacking you. Well, I mean, it wouldn't be easy for you to create a light body gun to shoot off things, but you might be able to create a sword or a shield to keep them away. You might be able to throw up barriers against intruding entities. You might be able to force them away from you. And so just learning these kinds of things allows the light body participant, the aspirant, to be able to defend themselves and to be able to partake in the experience without fear. And that is no fear is amazing, because even though, say, when I was used as a hypnotic and a trans medium subject, I would be put into realms where, unfortunately, I had this no fear, but I wouldn't say that was a good thing at certain points, because I would do things that were dangerous. I would go places that were dangerous. I was sent to places that were dangerous. I was sent to hell, and I'll tell you, it's real. You don't want to go there. You don't want to go to realms of demons, and there are many realms of demons. You don't want to be trapped by entities that have their own agendas, and so being, having a light body master that you can learn from and to learn from a tradition of light body masters through your own culture, even though, you know, your parents may not remember it and your grandparents may not remember it, there is a tradition, there is strength within your lineage, within your family traditions that has given you the strength to continue. It's within your genes, it's within your genome, it's within your own participation of this reality. By being a physical person, you have made a commitment to the physical reality as a light being, and therefore you have certain tools and responsibilities to yourself, and that means defending yourself against evil.
Well, you have you have this information in your book, right?
Right. Well, there is part of this in the book. This first book is mainly an introduction to this kind of technology. The next one in the series is so far a lot about the light body lineage, about light body love, light body family, light body dating. I mean, it's like you may say, oh, yeah, I met this person. We really got a good vibe together. What is that vibe? Well, that vibe is your light body vibe. You have a connection to that person or to these people, people in that have a similar light body vibe set. And so as you go through life and you meet people, you're meeting their physical body, but you're meeting their light body as well. And when you go into the light realm, you're not just meeting like people that you know in this world. You're meeting other beings as well. Like, for instance, in the last chapter, there's a chapter about the unicorn, and the unicorns have light bodies as well, and so they as beings have information for us. They want to get back together with us. At one point in our history, we were very connected to these unicorn beings, and they had they're beautiful. I mean, we just see them as like horses, and you know, with a big horn in the middle. But these beings have huge amounts of power. They can take us through the light realms. If you can mount a unicorn and you know, you and your friends and can get together, you can create portals and go through space and time with these beings. There's other beings such as butterfly beings. And you say, well, a butterfly? How can that have a light body? Well, insects have light bodies. Animals have light bodies. Your cats have light bodies. People talk about, you know, ghosts that have that look like animals. Well, yes, these animals have light bodies. They look like the body that they were in. And as you connect with your light body, you gain light body vision. That means that you can see the light body within other people. You can see what you can, who they are in their true core. And then by that, by knowing that, you can be able to relate to them on an entirely, possibly a different level, a truer level, a level between beings. It's sort of like a spirit communication. And with this, there is a lot of connection with, say, telepathic communication. There's not so much need for talk on the light body realm. These thoughts are sometimes so complicated, so complex, so mystical and beyond our word set as we have it now, that these concepts are transferred. And what happens is that the light body apprentice is able to access various libraries of wisdom. There's libraries of wisdom throughout the universe, and there's many libraries that are connected with your own lineage. They're right in your genes. They're part of who you are. And as you're able to connect to who you are, you're connecting to what you libraries is they make them available to the apprentice. So the apprentice is really, it's an adventure. The apprentice, when they undertake the light body training, they can become light body aware, but then they can become aware of wisdom that goes beyond space and time, that connects them to various modalities or methodologies or techniques. My particular connection to my teacher was through to the psychic surgery training and also the light surgery. And what this is a type of, like in the Philippines, I've actually never seen it done, and so I'm actually more of a transmedium that passes on this information. But I'm learning how to do the healing. I've been able to, like, pull the energy right out of this different strata of reality, and people feel the energy just emanating from me. I was one class trying to learn healing, and the teacher says, well, have you ever had a class in this? No, I haven't. Well, just sit there, and all the people were lined up, and they walked by me and just put their hands, a few feet away from my hands, and they would describe healing, kind of a tingling sensation, or heat, or sometimes, made their hair stand on end. Other people, one lady put her hand near mine, and she had been paralyzed in her hand for like 11 years, and then all of a sudden, you looked at her hand, it looked almost black, it was like purplish black, and then it started turning red, and after a while pink, and then white, and then she started moving her fingers. This only lasted for a half an hour, but she had regained that ability, that mobility. And so what I think, even though I hadn't really had training in this, is that by being part of, having the connection to the light body realm, to the what we call this type of energy, I'm not sure how we describe it nowadays. I'm just getting into this. I've not really read any other books about the subject and don't know the terminology as yet. I've heard it called zero point or something like that, but it's empowering.
Now, I've heard of people being able to connect to, like, an artist or a musician that's on the other side and actually bring in information from them, or even a doctor. Is this connecting through the light body?
Yes, in fact, people say, yes, I talk to spirits, I channel spirits, or that type of channeling. They are channeling what is called a light body, or they say, well, it's an entity, it's a spirit, it's a soul that's from this other realm. And so, say, when I had my light body activation experience, I was exposed to my past incarnations. Now, this is an interesting experience, because everything that you are has been recorded. Every moment has been recorded throughout your time, throughout your incarnations. And so, and not only that, all your thoughts are recorded, your conversations are recorded. And to have this played back for you, and as it was for me, was so surprising. It's like I had, when I was undergoing my activation experience, I had, I was shown, well, let's go fast forward. Let's go in reverse. And then, so I was like 4,000 years ago. That's when I received my training. Even though I had walked through this portal, I had ended up 4,000 years ago. And then my master at the time sent me through my upcoming incarnations. And so in that, I was able to experience, see my travels through different lives. And it just so happened that I had been Paracelsus, the surgeon in one of my lives. And as I experienced this, it was really kind of strange. I could not believe that one person could walk so far, travel so far around that part of the world. It was like, how could anybody, you know, get around Europe, get around, do all that walking, and yet what happened to me is because of that, I have knowledge of that life, and it's through that life that I have some of my abilities as or knowledge of this types of healing. And so at some points, I just as a side, I would like awaken, and you know, out of this trance medium consciousness, and be surrounded by all these doctors and nurses pleading with me, come this way, doctor. This patient needs you. Hurry, hurry, hurry. And I'd look at him and like, what do you want? Who? And they just like, and all of a sudden their disappointment would, you know, just be apparent as they faded away out of my room. It's like, this knowledge is something that can be transferred. It can be relived, relearned, and also other beings that have this knowledge can share this. So this type of healing is something. That's one of the main points of this of my book, is to share the healing modality or technology. And so this is one of the main reasons why LightBody has been such, in my training anyway, through the lineage that I pursued, is that the healing others is one of the major reasons why we go through this apprenticeship, we go through this training, is so that we can share this healing. And there's beings on the other side. There's LightBody masters who are just, you know, I wouldn't say they're dying to help you, but they're already there. They want to help you. And it's not just one or two. There's like when you're doing a LightBody operation, and say like the psychic surgeons in the Philippines, when they are sticking their hands into somebody, it's not just their hands that are doing that surgery. There are all kinds of beings on that other side of the portal that are helping. They're helping and moving the tissues. They're helping in the LightBody to remember its shape. The blueprint of its physical being is imprinted in the original LightBody. So as the healing goes on, the LightBody surgeons on the other side are cooperating. They're orchestrating. They're coordinating. They're actually putting their little fingers right into the wound or right into the body itself with the psychic surgeon to help. So people like psychic surgeons in the Philippines with no training at all, they're able to do this because of their lineage, the lineages of doctors, the lineages of surgeons that have gone before are there. They're willing. They're waiting. And so there's knowledge. There's actual healing that can occur just as we attach, you know, our body to, say, the other body. And I personally don't do psychic surgery, but I'm learning about LightBody surgery. And this is where you extend your hand directly into the other person's body.
Can you ask while you're in the other realm, can you ask them to do surgery on yourself?
Yes, this is something that you can do, but it is something that is, it's better to learn how to do LightBody activations on yourself before you learn to do surgeries. Now, let me explain. LightBody activation is a... it's basically where you are activating your LightBody to do LightBody work. And you can't really do LightBody surgery or LightBody healing unless you have a connection to your LightBody. And so what light body activation training shows or teaches you is how to be in connection with your light body to gain actual a physical a sense of your light body, to feel your light body, to be able to extend your light body out of your physical body. Now, in most cases, it's your hands that do most of the work, the light body work, though there are some light body surgeons that use their third eye or use their eyes to do this kind of work. There is, but in the activation, the light body apprentice learns how to activate different parts of their light body. And what we have heard about is the chakras or the nadis or these kinds of power points on the physical body exist on the light body. And so when we're doing these kinds of activations in the physical world, we're activating ourselves in the light world, the light realm. And as we activate these parts of our bodies, we're activating different forms of this body. There's this light body has many attributes. We call it light, but it's many things.
Lance, Paula, we really need to get Lance's website out and a phone number, and you know we're coming up here. We got 1 minute left.
We got 1 minute left. Lance, you want to give your name of your book, your website?
Okay. My book is Light Body Activation and Psychic Surgery, and you can get a connection to it through lancecarter.com. That's LanceCarter.com. The book is available on Amazon, and you can contact me at lectures@earthlink.net. And also, I have an astrology site at astromancy.com. That's astromancy.com. And I also have another site called ladyofhope.net. And this talks a lot about the upcoming Garibaldi warning. There's going to be all kinds of major experiences that people are going to have to be prepared for as we come through this major changes that are coming up in this next year.
Great. Lance, do you have a phone number you want to give anybody?
Well, I can't give it right now. But,
okay.
Okay. Well, we're out of time, and this hour has gone by so quickly, and we thank you for being with us today, Lance.
Yeah.
Well, I thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much, and we look forward to talking with you again in the future.
Well, I'd really appreciate it. We just barely touched on the subject.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Lance.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
And you've been listening to the Taz and Paula Show and 91.5 FM, KKUP Cupertino. I'm Taz Powers.
And I'm Paula Noons, and have a great day.